Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, August 11th, 2021. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got north winds today, 10 knots, gusting 15 to 20 in the afternoon, wind waves from the north 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and southwest swells 2 feet at 14 seconds, shifting around to the northwest to be 6 feet at 9 seconds in the afternoon. And today we're going to hear more from my interview with Dan Seeley. He's a cargo hold inspector. So an interesting talk with someone who works daily on the ships that are out there in the Astoria anchorage. But let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. One inbounder, she's a petroleum tanker from San Francisco headed to Portland. Refined petroleum is her cargo. She'll probably pass Astoria around 3:30 p.m. and get to the Portland area about 9:30 this evening. In our Astoria anchorage, we've got two ships heading upriver today. The Outrider will head up to Kalama to pick up wheat, leaving around noontime. She'll get there about 5. The Lucky Loon is headed to Vancouver from the anchorage. She'll leave about 1 p.m. and get to Vancouver at about 7 p.m., picking up wheat. Awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage, the Jal Kalpataru, if I'm saying that right, the Angela N., the Star Monica, the Great Talent, the ND Armonia, the YM Summit, and the Pride of America is that big cruise ship that is at the Port of Astoria. She is not carrying passengers. She is just being stored there like another cruise ship that we saw last year. In our outbounders, the Century Highway Green is a car carrier with Toyotas on board, leaving from the Port of Portland at about 3 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 9. Toyotas on board there. The Boracay Island is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board at about 6 p.m. She's a bulk carrier. She'll be heading out around 6 p.m. We'll pass Astoria around midnight. She's just the sort of ship that our guest today will be talking about being aboard those dry bulk carriers that carry agricultural cargoes, but also mineral cargoes. The Lady Damla is leaving Longview around 6:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. She's got petcoke on board. She's headed out to sea to her next port. Well, I was very fortunate recently to interview a person whose voice you've heard on the Ship Report for a couple days now. He is Dan Seeley, and he is a cargo hold inspector. His job is to climb down into these cavernous cargo holds and make sure that they are suitable, and that's the official term, for cargo. It's a public health issue when you're loading a grain cargo like wheat that the cargo hold be clean enough so that that's an edible cargo when you get from one place to another. And I just did a really interesting interview with him, with a person who is going aboard the ships that we see in the anchorage and going on board and working on them every day. So here's more from Dan Seeley about going down into a cargo hold on a ship at the Astoria anchorage.
So we climb down the ladder into the hold, and they're roughly 60 feet deep, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little bit less. They're about as big as half a football field inside. Then we will start our inspection, and we always try to do them exactly the same way and follow the same pattern so you make fewer mistakes. And what we're looking for as we get off the ladder and walk around, we look for general cleanliness overall. Is the hold clean? I mean, is it just filthy, or is it somewhere in between? We then will, as we walk around, we're checking the bottom of the hold, which is, interestingly enough, called the tank top, because below that hold is a tank, and it's either a ballast tank or a fuel tank. And digressing for a second, these ships out here will hold about 1.5 million gallons of fuel, and that's all stored underneath and above number 7 and under the superstructure. The rest of the tanks, the above and below the holds, are ballast tanks where they can move water in and out to trim the ship and set it up for the proper draft. Anyway, then we walk around and we check the cleanliness of the tank top. We check the cleanliness of the hoppers where the sidewalls are. We check inside each of the bilge entries that are at the bottom of the holds to make sure that they're dry and clean. We're looking for things like rodent droppings, dead rodents. We're looking for moths and insects. We're looking for rust scale, paint scale, fresh paint. Can't have brand new paint in there because that can stick to the grain. Even a paint odor is enough to fail a hold. We're looking to make sure that there's no loose paint that's going to come off when the grain is poured in there that would mix in with the grain. We have regulations, for example, rust scale cannot exceed 25 square feet in a hold or 100 square feet aggregate. And that's not a lot, because if you ever go to Sunday Market, you'll see the booths down there, and those booths are 10 by 10, that's 100 square feet. So out of a half of a football field in footprint and 60 feet high with walls completely surrounding you, you can't have more rust in there, rust that'll come off, than what's inside one of those little booths at Sunday Market. So that's pretty tight regulations. It's not allowed. And so we go and we check that. If we find any deficiencies, we'll document it with video and pictures so we can show the crew, the captain. And then when I was trained, the guy who trained me, I said, asked that question one day. I said, so, okay, you're standing in a hold and it's kind of on the cusp. What are you going to do? And he says, well, so you stand right here and you ask yourself, would you load grain into this hold? Let's say rice. Would you load rice into this hold? Would you close it up and transport it for 2 weeks across the Pacific Ocean? And when you got to the other side, would you let anybody take a bucket and remove that rice from anywhere in this hold, from top to bottom and side to side, and serve it directly to your family? And if you can't answer yes, then you've got a problem. Something has to be done.
And that was Dan Seeley. He's a U.S. He's a cargo hold inspector who goes out to the ships in the anchorage. That's his job, to inspect them and make sure that they are safe. A safe environment for food cargoes to be transported on those ships. So when the grain goes in there, it's going to be in there for a couple of weeks as it gets from one place to another. We'll hear more from Dan Seeley tomorrow on The Ship Report. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
The Ship Report is supported in part by Lewis and Clark Bank, with branches in Seaside, Astoria, and Oregon City. Lewis and Clark Bank brings customer-focused banking to clients across the listening area and is a proud sponsor of Coast Community Radio.
You're listening to KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, and KTCB Tillamook, 89.5, streaming at KMUN.org. Use your favorite streaming app to hear us on your phone or tablet, or tell your smart speaker to play KMUN. Coming up in just a few moments, The Conversation with Graham Nystrom. It's KMUN's live call-in show, where you, as a listener, can call in and weigh in on the topic of the week. At 10:01, we'll have NPR headline news, and at 10:06, Jerry Middaugh will be along to bring you Wednesday Morning Folk until noon with great music. At noon on Fresh Air, Saturday Night Live's Kenan Thompson. He's nominated for an Emmy for his performance on the show. He's been with SNL longer than any other cast member. He's also had an Emmy nomination for his leading role in the NBC sitcom Kenan. He plays a TV talk show host who is also a widower raising two children. A quick look at the weather. Sunny with a high near 82 degrees today. You're listening to KMUN. Stay with us.
Hunger for
Good morning, friends. It's Wednesday, 9 a.m. This is KMUN, and it's The Conversation. Shall we have a conversation today? Are you feeling talkative? What's on your mind? Give me a call, 503-325-0010.